bringing Gosport closer to you.
Good News Sunday with Sean Blackman
on Gosport Hospital Radio.
Good morning. It's Good News Sunday. My name's Sean Blackman and we're in December now and it's beginning to look like Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas once a more.
They say that Christmas is for children. I'm looking forward to Christmas because my children have grown up, but I do have grandchildren. And I'm looking forward to seeing them open up their presents and in spending Christmas with them. When I was a child, I remember writing out my Christmas lists because I passionately believed in Father Christmas. Now, I'm not sure whether it was a good idea for my parents not to tell me the truth about Father Christmas at that particular time. But I must admit that I did try to stay up one night and see Father Christmas for myself. And I think I got as far as seeing a body move within my room at a certain time early morning, and I couldn't figure out whether it was Father Christmas or maybe even somebody else. How are you looking forward to Christmas?
They said there'd be snow at Christmas. They said there'd be peace on earth. But
But instead, it just kept on raining. A veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir, and the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, and their eyes full of tinsel fire. Christmas. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story, till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas, and I looked to the sky with excited eyes. When I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn, and I saw him through his disguise. Brave New Year. All anguish, pain and sadness, leave your heart and let your road be clear. They said there'd be snow at Christmas. They said there'd be peace on earth. Hallelujah, Noel, be it heaven or hell, the Christmas we get we deserve.
I Believe in Father Christmas by Greg Lake. Now, many people work all the hours under the sun over Christmas, and I do pay homage to those who do that. When I was a teenager, I used to work for Harrods as a furniture porter. And I must admit, I did really enjoy working at Christmas, and we worked right up to Christmas Eve. And then I drive home to see my parents. And it was a wonderful experience driving home, I must admit, because everyone was so excited at that particular time. And while you had to be careful when you were driving because of other people who were clearly in a bigger rush than I was to get home, it was great driving home for Christmas. This is Driving Home for Christmas by Chris Rea.
See those faces. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line, and it's been so long, but I will be there. I sing this song to pass the time. Driving home for Christmas. It's gonna take some time, but I'll get there. Top to toe in tailbacks,
to me. He's just the same. Just the same.
This whole thing of having two families you've got to accommodate. And I remember the first Christmas that Cheryl and I were married, and we realised that our families, although similar in lots of different ways, were very different when it came to Christmas. In my family, we always ate our meals at set times. So it's 1 o'clock for lunch, and then 5:30, 6 o'clock for tea. In Cheryl's household, meals would often start at 2:30 in the afternoon, and they'd last a couple of hours. So when Cheryl came over to our house for tea, she'd only just finished her lunch and was unable to finish most of tea. So it was very difficult for my mum because she'd gone out of her way to cook something very sort of special. Anyway, we worked it out over the years and we began to accommodate the different families' way of working things. How about you? How do you accommodate your different family commitments, particularly in terms of in-laws? This is Elton John now, followed by Paul McCartney.
Thank you.
bringing Gosport closer to you.
Good News Sunday with Sean Blackman
on Gosport Hospital Radio.
Everyone dancing merrily in
ho, ho, ho. Yes, it's that time, fast approaching Christmas. So don't be a humbug. Listen to Gosport Hospital Radio over the Christmas period for carols, pop, country and western, jazz, rock and easy listening 24 hours a day. And happy Christmas to all our patients, staff from the GHRT.
Spirits up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here, that only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song.
Noticed that it's getting colder? Me too. And so we've got this tension we're having to experience, which is whether we put the heating up to accommodate the fact that things are getting a lot colder, and also the fact that heating bills are going through the roof. But I do remember as a child things being very different, because we didn't have central heating when I was younger. I know it sounds very primitive, but no, we didn't. In fact, during the cold weather, there was ice not just on the outside of the windows, but the ice on the inside of windows. And I remember getting into my bed and having to get into a sleeping bag as well underneath the blankets. And I used to even wear hats at night. And I remember on one occasion, every part of my body was warm except for the only part of my body which was obvious to anyone, which was my nose. My nose was just really, really cold. So things were very different then. But at the same time, we had such an excitement, particularly about the idea of it snowing. And I remember that one Christmas when it literally snowed on Christmas Day. And it snowed magnificently. We went downstairs and we got our willies on and our warm jumpers and coats and scarves and hats and everything else. We went out and made snowmen and we threw snowballs at one another. It was wonderful. I'm not sure whether I would do it now, but I might do it with my grandchildren. Go up there and make a snowman and throw snowballs at one another. Or should I say them throw snowballs at me. We've just listened to Step Into Christmas by Elton John and Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney. And now we're actually going a few decades earlier and listening to White Christmas by Bing Crosby.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your day merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas,
to have both a partner in life and children and grandchildren and lots of friends. I appreciate for many people that Christmas can be a very lonely time, especially if you're single. And while it's important for us to have relationships, to have people we're close to, friends, for example, There are also community groups that you get involved with who do provide things such as a Christmas meal. So I'd encourage you not to be on your own. There are places where you can go. Perhaps if you're single, there may be friends who are in a similar position. You could actually share Christmas together. Or if your friends are all tied up, maybe there's a community group or maybe there's a church lunch that you can be involved with. And so I encourage you not to be lonely this Christmas. So this is Mud, Lonely This Christmas, and a few other songs, such as Last Christmas by George Michael, and All I Want for Christmas Is For You, Is You, should I say, by Mariah Carey.
Not a home. Try to imagine the Christmas all alone. That's where I'll be since you left me. My tears could melt the snow. What can I do without you? I've got no place, no place to go. It'll be lonely this Christmas without you to hold. Lonely this Christmas, lonely and cold. It'll be cold, so cold, without you to hold this Christmas. Each time I remember the day the things you had to say, I just break down as I look around, and the only things I see are emptiness and loneliness and an unlit Christmas tree. It'll be lonely this Christmas without you to hold. It'll be lonely.
Remember last year when you and I were here? We never thought there'd be an end. And I remember looking at you then. And I remember thinking that Christmas must have been made for us. Because darling, this is the time of year that you really need love. When it means so very, very much. So it'll be lonely this Christmas
without you
to hold.
It'll be
so very lonely.
Lonely
and cold.
It'll be lonely this Christmas without you to hold. It'll be lonely this Christmas. Lonely and cold.
Christmas, darling, wherever you are.
Yeah. Hospital Radio, we would like to wish all our listeners a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yay!
With rising sea temperatures, the effects of climate change will certainly be felt down here.
But it will also be felt here, on our high streets.
You want salt and vinegar on the cod, mate?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
Climate change is going to affect all our lives. But if everyone works together, we can all tackle it. Find out more and how you can get involved at climatechallenge.gov.uk. Tomorrow's climate is today's challenge.
Bringing Gosport closer to you.
Good News Sunday with Sean Blackman
on Gosport Hospital Radio.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true.
Have you had a birthday this year yet? Did you have a birthday party? If you didn't have a birthday party, can you remember birthday parties that you've had in the past? What happens when you have a birthday party? Well, of course, You invite your family and friends to come to your birthday party with the intention that they buy gifts and presents and give them to you. Now, can you imagine a birthday party where people came and instead of giving gifts to you, they actually gave it to one another? Well, of course, this is what happens on Jesus' birthday, on Christmas Day. We don't give gifts to Jesus. We actually give gifts to one another. Which is interesting because it says in the Bible that Jesus did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. So I just want to encourage you this Christmas to not just think about yourself, but to think about other people, how that you can serve and support them. There are lots of different ways you can actually get involved. I've been involved recently with a carol concert which has raised hundreds of pounds for children's charities. Sophie's Legacy is one of them, which looks after children and families where cancer is very much one of the big concerns that they have. And they need as much support as they can receive. So it's worthwhile thinking not just of ourselves at Christmas, but thinking of other people too. Now we're on to another song. It's John Lennon's Happy Christmas. War is over.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas.
Second. Meanwhile, we have the perennial hit, Do They Know It's Christmas, by another version of Band-Aid.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid.
At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shade.
And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy.
Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time.
But say a prayer and pray for the other ones at Christmas time.
Pray for everybody this present time as they prepare for Christmas. It can be a very stressful time, so I want to pray that this would not just be a time of stress, but a time of peace, Lord, that we'd want a peace which does pass all understanding. So help us, Lord, as we think of different gifts to give one another. We wouldn't put ourselves under too much pressure to buy the most expensive gift in the shop, but we'd be open to buy what present is appropriate and relevant and worthwhile for the people we love and want to bless. And at the same time, Lord, I just pray we'd remember what Christmas is about. It's about your Son, Jesus, who came to show that God loved us and wanted to bring peace on earth. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll finish off with Merry Christmas, Everybody, by my favourite band when I was a young teenager, which was Slade. Have a great week.
Fair.
first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherd in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter night that was so deep. No. Where Jesus lay. No.